Hey, be quiet, Sam. Shut up a minute.
Going off to Spain this very day. Well, all of us here at BBC Radio Manchester hope that the regulars of the Bull and Horseshoe have a really great time over there. And here's a piece of music to send all of you on your way.
Hey.
The Last Crusade by Lawrence McDermott. The scene, the north of England in the 1960s. The Last Crusade.
Evening.
Aye, aye. Pint a bitter, please.
Pint a bitter.
You the landlord, Alf Seddon.
Aye, that's right. Hey, are you...
Jim Banner, Evening Chronicle. I'm supposed to be coming with you on this trip to Spain.
Aye, that's right. You're ready to fix it all up on phone. So you're the lad that's coming. Well, pleased to meet you. Jimmy, did you say?
Jim, that's right.
Oh, I think it's a smashing idea, me, taking the press along. Hey, Nate, put it away, lad.
Oh,
on me, this. Hey, you're a bit on the early side, though. Coach doesn't set off for the airport till 9:30, you know?
I know, but you said something about having to fill in a form or some such bump.
Oh, aye, that's right. Better get that done now. I'll dig one out.
Right.
Hey, Frank! This is the lad from press who's coming with us on trip.
Oh, aye, which paper?
Evening Chron.
Aye.
Hey, Frank's the lad to tell you about Spain. What? Listen, I'll have to go and dig out that form, won't be a mole. Ask Frank there what he knows about Spain, eh, Frank?
Well, what do you know about Spain?
Nout.
Oh.
Not the Spain else talking about, anyway.
Which one's that?
This one you're off to tonight. 3 hours in a jet plane for a boozy weekend in a flashy beach hotel.
You're not on the trip, then?
Here we are. This is the form, Jimmy. Come on through to the back and fill it in there.
Right. You didn't answer me, Frank.
Answer you?
I asked if you were coming on the trip to Spain.
Well, that's a good one. Hey, Sam, press lad here's asking Frank if he's going to Spain with us.
Spain? Frank? That's a good one.
He'll have to go in disguise.
Something I don't know, is it? Some little local joke I'm not in on, is it?
Tell him, Frank.
Well, go on.
Last time he were in Spain, he were carrying a blistering rifle. Spanish Civil War.
Aye? Is that so, Frank?
It's a long time ago now, that though, isn't it, Frank? What, 40 years? When were it?
Well, just before the last lot, surely, about 1930.
It began July 1936, ended in, am I right, March 39?
That's right.
What? Right, is he, Frank? Hey, there's one for Book, right. A newspaper man getting his facts right.
That makes a change.
What is it, Sam? Same again.
Aye.
And you, Mavis, same again, right?
Oh, that's right, though.
In fact, it was all over just in time for April Fool's Day.
I don't like the way you say that. I take it you were on the right side.
Right side? Well, I wasn't on Franco's side, put it that way. How long have you been with Chronicle?
A year. What would happen if you went back there now, Frank?
You'd be put up against a blooming wall and shot, wouldn't you, Frank?
Something like that.
Aye, got a long memory, old Franco.
Sentenced to blooming death in your absence, weren't you, Frank?
Aye, definitely.
Well, last crusade, eh?
The last crusade? Maybe. How come you know so much about it?
So much. The starting and finishing times.
That's more than most.
Two dates and a few choice myths, great. But I'd like to know more about it. What made you go, Frank?
Hey, Jim, can we get this here form filled in? Come on through to the back.
Aye, right, okay, Alf. See you in a minute, Frank. There's a few things you'll be able to put me right about that war.
Oh, all right.
Through here. Won't take them all. Aye, a good lad, Frank Oakes. Spanish Civil War veteran, right enough. Wounded, too. Walks with a limp, did you notice?
No.
Aye, bad leg wound. Here you are. Sit here.
All right.
I kept him out of the last war, mind, so you never know, do you? Could have been a blessing in disguise. Aye, let's see now. Here we are. If you just fill in your name and what have you.
All right.
There. Aye, you see for yourself. Hey, you've got your passport, have you?
All right.
Good. I don't need no visa, just the passport. Hey, what are you going to write about, like? I mean...
Beggared if I know, Alf. Tell our readers what a boozed-up, randy lot of so-and-sos you are, I suppose.
You're a proper dry beggar, you. Serious, though, what's the idea like?
Just that, Alf, you know. First weekend trip from a local pub as far as Spain. Cheapest yet.
Aye, £18. You can't beat that, can you?
You know. Good, funny stuff. Bags of local interest. Whereabouts in Spain are we going, anyway?
Near Tarragona. Couple of miles from Tarragona. Posh hotel, Costa del Sol.
Aye.
Isn't it? Well, Costa something anyway.
How long for exactly?
Exactly. Well, fly 11 o'clock tonight from Manchester Airport. Fly back from Barcelona 1 o'clock Monday morning. 2 full days, you might say.
Great. Ah, well, there's your form, Alf, all filled in.
Fine. All right. Ah, that's it then. Hey, will there be pictures in paper and all?
Depends whether anyone brings a camera. Okay, Alf, don't worry. We'll manage a picture or two.
Come on, pull us a pint there, Alf.
Pint coming up.
Where's Frank vanished to?
Frank Oates. He's shot away.
Probably be back later.
Strange.
Oh, aye. He's a strange fellow sometimes, is Frank. Another pint, Jimmy lad?
No, thanks. I've got to call up my digs and pick up my little weekend bag. I'll see you a bit later then, Alf.
Aye, I must start getting ready myself. Hey, no later than 9 o'clock, Jim. No later than 9. The place will be jumping by then.
Lady of Spain, I adore you.
Dark Spanish eyes. Oh, still missing. And Bert Summerfield showed up, yes? Hey, and where's Billy Baxter? Hey, come on, Bert. Blimey, days you believe your own funeral. Hey, have you seen anything of Billy Baxter?
Oh, hey, coach is here.
Oh, the coach? Is he there outside? And where's that blooming lad from Chronicle?
Elephant Press, hasn't he turned up then?
Not yet, he hasn't.
Oh.
No, it's Billy Baxter. All the others are here. Hey, well talking, blooming devil. Hey, here's lad from the press. This is him. Blimey days, we thought you weren't going to make it, Jimmy lad.
I always like to cut things, Frank. Where's your phone now?
It's all in passage through that door there.
Right. Excuse me. Thank you. Excuse me. Hello, Frank. What are you doing sitting out here all on your lonesome?
Oh, hello, lad. It's like a blessed rugby scrum in there.
Aye, it's all us excited kids off to Seaside. Don't you wish you were going?
Ah, I do, in a way.
In a way? Oh, you mean not this way. Does it seem a bit like blasphemy to you?
Aye, it does seem odd, though. A weekend booze up in Catalonia.
Catalonia?
Aye, Tarragona's in Catalonia.
Oh, aye. And is that where you were?
Aye. Most of the International Brigade were in Catalonia.
I was going to ask you earlier on, but you shot off. I just want to make a phone call.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
Why?
Fella tried a bit since and it were dead.
He was right. Never mind, nothing important. Okay if I join you?
Sure, help yourself.
Aye. Don't you ever have a hankering to go back there?
Oh, I'd like to someday.
I'd never thought about Civil War veterans being barred somehow.
You best get moving.
No worry, there'll be 10 minutes yet.
Manage another pint?
Oh, no, I'm okay. I had a couple of pints down the road before coming here.
Sure, I'm getting on for myself.
Oh, sure, thanks.
Here, come in here, Billy. Yourself's talk.
Mm-hmm. Oops, hey, up. Come on, Frank, get past.
All right.
Now, what's the matter, Billy? Hey, you, the press, Jim, you shouldn't still be here. Get on blithering coach.
Don't worry, Alf, they can't go without you.
Aye, you're right there. Okay, me old mate. Hey, smashing trip it's going to be. Hey, and this silly beggar's crying off coming. Now, what's the matter, Billy? Your wife's mother's what?
Dead.
Hey, dead? Oh, dead. Hey, hard luck, lad. Well, I couldn't hear what you said in there. Anyway, if you can't go, you can't go. Just too bad.
Aye, but how about my money? I want that back, you know.
Well, don't be daft, Billy. You can't have your money back this late.
But I need it for funeral expenses.
Well, you've no chance, matey. Lou, don't be daft. It was there, it rules.
But I can't help the wife's mother dying, can I?
Well, nor can I, chum. Hey, come on, Frank. Squeeze through.
I mean, I can't let 18 quid go just like that. The wife will go bonkers.
What's up?
Hey, listen, I'll see you aboard the coach, Alf.
What? Oh, right, Jim, right. No, Luke, Billy.
No, you, Luke.
So long, Frank.
Oh, no,
I'll let you know
no,
what Spain's that, like these days when we get back.
But I can't leave the wife. I'm with him.
We're now Get him, driver.
Yeah, we can't go without landlord. He's holding a blooming kitty.
Hey, here he is now. And about flaming time.
Oh, I hope. Keep blithering, Colt, still. Hey, listen, driver. Listen.
Climb up and shut up.
Listen. Carry on to the airport, driver, understand? Carry on to the airport and I'll catch you up in the car.
You mean go without him? Now?
What's up?
Nothing's up. It's all right, I'll catch you up. Don't fret.
What's up?
Notes up. Just got to sort out a little thing with that silly beggar Billy Baxter. Now, don't worry, there's bags of time. I'll catch you up at the airport. All right, driver?
All right, for me.
Right, see you at the airport, lads. Bye.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, you can go on board now.
Oh, no, we've got to wait for Alf.
It's all right, we're not taking off yet, there's 10 minutes to go yet. Well,
what happens if he doesn't get here on time?
We go without him.
How's about the kitty?
Look, the kitty... Hey, that dastardly beggar. Why couldn't he come with us in the coach?
What's something to do with Billy Baxter? Hey, that could be him now.
I think it is. He's here, lads. He's made it.
That's him, all right. Who's he got with him?
Ah, here he comes.
Not before bloody time.
Serving plumbing right. We took off without him.
Who is that we got with him? It's not Billy Baxter, is it?
Ah, it is, isn't it? I can't see now.
It's not, you know.
Here he comes now.
For crying out loud, look who he's got with him.
He's coming through. But he can't. I thought
damn
he was...
blooming oats. So did I.
He must be bloody balmy.
You must be round the twist, French.
Steady the buffs.
You must be stoned out your mind. And so must Alf to let you do it.
Too late now, Corporal. I buy your Franco, no passer and the fascists shall not pass. Oh. You must be blinking balmy.
Where's that passport you were talking about? Let's have a look.
Here we are.
And this photograph's supposed to look like you?
Spitting image, me and Billy Baxter.
Yeah, like hell.
Don't you think? Cursory glance, just at a cursory glance.
Yeah, sure. Africans. If the Spanish immigration guy's as astute as you are when he looks at it, you couldn't have done worse coming on your own passport, you great steaming nit.
Ah, stick of fascist pigs. Oh. Who cares? Billy Baxter was happy. I'll give him 18 quid. He gives me his passport, fair enough. Hey, Alf. Don't forget who I am. Blooming Billy Baxter, that's me.
Ah, yes, Blooming Billy Baxter there.
Hey, was that a Mickey take? Or that about fighting in the Spanish War? Were you having me on?
Mickey take? Here, lad. I'll show you another picture of myself. Here, have a look at that. Can you pick me out? Can you tell which one's me?
No trouble.
Can you? Huh? Go on, which one is me?
Oh, it's obvious. What's the place in the background?
Go on, which one?
Oh, well, in the middle. The one with the berry and the water bottle. Hey, listen, what's that?
Tarragona, that. The place we're going. Tarragona Cathedral, that place. Have you been to Spain before?
No. Is that what you're going back to see, Tarragona?
No, that was only a place for a few days' leave. Pirandello. That's where I'm heading for. Pilgrimage. Pilgrimage.
Pirin what?
Pirandello. Just across the River Ebro.
Never heard of it.
What's that? Never heard of it? Never heard of the Ebro? And you're a newspaper man? July 38, lad. July 38. A battle of the Ebro. The River Ebro. Forward, sons of the green. We'd smash them. We shattered them. We sent the fascists reeling back. Yagüey and his bloody moors with them. Their eyes stuck out like organ stumps when dawn came up, and was the army of the Republic across the river and rolling towards them. Didn't even have guns, a lot of our lads, but we hit them with everything we had. Axes, clubs, the lot, and back they went like startled rabbits. 25 miles in a day, Lister's division. Hill 481, the Pimple. Never heard of it. Candesa? Never heard of it. Flaming hell, lad.
Did you win the war, then?
What?
Well, I read somewhere that the Republicans lost the war, ended up surrendering, chucking away the guns and streaming across the border into France. No?
A hell of a lot didn't, you know. A hell of a lot died first.
Okay, I was being funny, I'm sorry. But why did you lose?
Why did the Republicans lose, lad? Simple. There weren't enough of them.
Oh, you're not saying there were more Spaniards for Franco than against?
No, I'm not talking about the Spaniards. I mean, not enough from England, France, America. We didn't want to know. Too interested in the stupid football pools. Too thick. Too scared.
The poor old sheep, eh?
But it was our war, you know, it was. And by hell, didn't we suffer for seeing it too late?
Were you in the other war too, Frank? Oh, no, no, of course. Alf told me.
Told you what? What did he tell you?
About your busted leg.
Listen, I'd have gone willingly. I tried to join up. You don't believe me, do you?
Why shouldn't I believe you?
I tried. I wanted to fight the bastards. I mean it. I wasn't trying to dodge the column.
Well, you didn't need to prove that, did you? I mean...
No, I didn't. No,
okay,
I thought
Frank,
I did.
I'm not trying to needle you.
No, but you said about the Republicans throwing away their guns. Now, listen. A lot of them didn't have thudding guns to throw away. You were talking about the Ebro. Listen, they blasted the Republicans through with everything. Big guns, German bombers, day after day. An inferno, absolute inferno. They talk about the heroes of Stalingrad. Those Republicans at the Ebro, trenches full of dead men. Didn't give an inch, lady. Ooh, God. I feel dead sick.
Sick? You're feeling groggy?
Flipping off.
Hey, Frank. The lads say we must be balmy taking chances with these Spaniolos. Hello, somewhat up.
Use your plastic bag, Frank.
Oh, air sickness. A couple of the other lads, same way. Hey, try and get some shut-eye, Frank. You'll feel better, maybe.
What's going on? Where are we?
Oh, take it easy, Frank.
Oh, God, where am I?
About 20,000 feet above your old battleground, I'd say.
Over Spain?
Well over. Be landing any time, I'd say.
Oh, my God.
Second thoughts, eh? All right, well, you'll have to go through with it now. Now, listen.
What stupid, crazy, idiotic...
It seemed a great idea 3 hours ago. Hey, listen, that photograph, you'd better give it to me.
Photograph? What? Why?
Well, in fact, you'd better give me your wallet. At least anything in it that could identify you.
Oh, here, have the thing. The picture's inside. But now, supposing
there's
you
a lot get... less chance of them searching me. I've got my own passport. Right, I'll give it you back when... No, not your money as well, here. Now, Frank, come on, buck up. If you go through immigration looking like that, it's a cert they'll suspect you.
Thanks. Anyway... It's too late now.
Hey, is he awake, Jim? Hi, yeah. Hey, now, Luke, listen. We'll be landing any time now, and, some of the crowd are beefing a bit about me letting you come along. Well, no sense of humour, some of them. Anyway, Frank, the point is, supposing they do, spot you.
Why should it worry anyone else?
They seem to think... Well, the point is, Frank... It'll be best all round if we just play dumb, like.
Certainly. You don't know anything about what I've done years ago. Why should you?
Aye, that's just what I mean. So, if we just shrug our shoulders, like, and look baffled... Fair enough.
Sure, great. They cart him off to the firing squad, and why should that spoil your little outing? Send him a bottle of vino in the death cell.
Oh, come off it, they wouldn't do that. Would they, Frank?
Look, just don't get worked up about it, eh? It was a private arrangement between me and Billy Baxter. It's my problem and nobody else's. Fair enough?
You're a gentleman, Frank. A blooming gentleman. Hey, and listen, if anything does go wrong...
Ladies and gentlemen, in a few moments we shall arrive at Barcelona Airport. After the landing,
hey, up.
Would you please remain...
Well, we'll know soon enough, Frankie lass.
Where the hell is he? I thought he was with you.
He was. He insisted on me going ahead. He's on his way now.
Get on coach, lads. Get on coach.
I'll
bet they'll all leave a lot of us back. What's he want to come last for? That's the very thing he shouldn't have done. Making himself conspicuous. You should have made him come in middle, you know.
Fireman's lift or piggyback, don't be stupid.
Hey, here he comes now.
Hey.
Hells and bells, he looks blooming guilty. Why do the lights in here have to be so glaring bright? Hey, do you think he does look like Billy Baxter?
A bit. He's through.
He's what? Jeepers. I thought you meant he was through.
I did. Here he comes.
No, I mean through. Done for. He's a blithering nuisance, he's Frank.
Senor.
Oh, no, he's calling him back.
Mr. Squantus.
What's he say?
His gloves. He's left his gloves.
Gloves? What's he want blistering gloves for? It's sweltering Spain, the daft clog.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Sorry? I should flaming think so. We've been standing here sweating cobs.
Speak for yourself, Alf.
Plumbing, come on. Let's get him coached and away to the blessed hotel before something else goes wrong.
Aye, this is the life, eh, Bert? Bubbly at 16, bubble bottle, eh?
Aye, not so bad.
Aye. Hey, look at the lads there. Time of their lives, eh, Sam?
Hey, come on in, you lot.
Hey,
smashing.
Are you going into the water, Alf?
You what? Not blooming lightly. Leave that to the young'uns.
Hello, Alf. Living it up, are you?
Hello, Jim, lad. Hey, when are you going to take some pictures? Here, grab a glass and try some of this Spanish champagne. 16, bubble bottle. Where have you been?
No, not just now, thanks, Alf. It's in Frank Oates.
There he is, down on the beach there. Been there all morning.
I don't know, though, Jim. He's a bit of a miserable beggar, is Frank.
Yeah, right, wet blanket, if you ask me.
Sitting there with your face on for hours on end, just staring at the tide. Well, me.
Well, maybe he's worried. I'll go and try and stir him out of it.
You'll be lucky. He hasn't even taken his jacket off since we got here. Imagine that, wearing your jacket in Spain.
Funny you should mention that, Alf, because most of the Spaniards I've seen up in Tarragona had the jacket song.
Huh?
It's true.
Aye, well, they're accustomed to climate, aren't they?
Yeah. Hey, we're off to a strip show tonight. You come in.
Maybe. I like a bit of culture now and again. How about Frank?
Not him. I've asked him. Think I was inviting him down a coal mine.
Well, I'll see if I can snap him out of it. Afraid it's going to go out, Frank.
Yeah?
It doesn't in the med.
Oh.
Well, you've been leading us all a right pointless dance, it turns out.
What? What do you mean?
I've been checking up on you with the civil guard.
Hey,
take it easy, take it easy. Sit down, man.
Well, then, what have you found out?
It's glad tidings I bring.
What? Go on, then.
You've almost nothing to worry about. In fact, if you'd come on your own passport instead of Billy Baxter's, you wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Eh?
True. I've been asking around, discreetly like, and it's true. They don't give a damn about what anybody might have done in a civil war. So, you're more or less in the clear.
Oh.
Well, you might look happy about it. You're a tourista, Frank. A spender, bringer of money. Nobody wants to know about your past or your politics. And that seems to be the general setup as far as Franco's concerned. Anyone can say what he likes as long as he doesn't act. Hey, you haven't come here to act, have you?
Don't be daft, lad.
Then smile, damn it. You look disappointed. Ah, I suspect you've been enjoying the cloak and dagger bit and now you feel let down.
Don't talk stupid, lad.
Okay. But what's chewing you up? Is it because it's nothing like the Spain you knew? It's a bit like Blackpool here, I suppose. No, Bognor. A bit like Bognor. Is that the trouble? Does it seem a bit indecent coming back to Spain this way with a bunch of the boys just out for a boozy weekend instead of marching into the crucible? Serious?
Oh, actually, it is a bit like that.
Aye, well, I share your feelings in a minor way. The fact is, I've always put off coming to Spain in case it didn't live up to the romantic vision, you know, the Moorish palaces, the sunburnt vineyards and the orange groves, the bullfights and gypsies, guitars. Aye, and this concrete chunk of a hotel doesn't fit, does it? Mind, Tarragona itself's got the right feel, you know what I mean? Hey, I saw the cathedral that's in your photograph.
Good God, did you?
Sure. Why, do you think it'd been blown up or something?
No, I just...
Are you going to squat here till we leave, just gawping sadly at the sea?
No. Tomorrow, I'm taking a bus ride out to a place called Pirandello.
Pirandello, aye, you mentioned that on the plane. A bus ride. How far is it?
40 mile.
You sure there's a bus back?
Yes, there's a bus back.
We'll leave the hotel at 11 o'clock tomorrow night, remember?
That's all right. It gives me plenty of time what I have to do.
And what do you have to do? Oh, I remember. A pilgrimage.
That's right.
Can I come with you?
Can you? Yeah, all right.
Great. Might see a bit of real Spain. Yeah,
And to think I wasted last night in that Clement Smith joint. God, I never thought a bus ride could be so beautiful. Marvellous, marvellous. Fantastic. Bravo, bravo. Fantastic, marvellous. Mucho bueno, mucho bueno.
You like the music of the Estudiantes?
I like it. It is beautiful. Magnifico. Hey, students, are they? Frank, the students. Hope they play some more.
¿Quieres más vino, señores?
Oh, no, thank you.
Por favor, please, it is good wine.
Well,
Aragona.
Gracias. We have too much of your wine. Mucho bueno vino. Frank?
No thanks, sir, no more.
Go on, they might be offended.
All right, just a sip. Thank you. Very kind of you.
You've been to Catalonia before, senor?
No, to my eternal regret, sir. But my friend has.
Hush, for God's sake, shut up.
Oh, you worry too much, mate.
It is the most beautiful part of Spain.
I believe you.
Down there, the costa, the finest in Spain. Above us, the mountains. Estupendo.
Stupendo, yes, magnifico. The scent of those oranges. Marvelous. Your vino? Superb.
Superb. You say your friend has been to Catalonia before. Is that recientemente?
Recently.
Oh, recently.
Si, 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 recently. Si. Grazie. Have you been to Catalonia recently?
Yes, two years ago.
He was also here 34 years ago.
Don't talk stupid. No.
34? You were here 34 years ago? Huh? Catalonia was not so beautiful then. This part of it. Eh, señor?
I wouldn't know. He's just talking nonsense.
Okay, Peron.
He's joking. Will you have another one of these sandwiches?
Joking. La broma, sí. And you, some fruta, sí?
Oh, thanks. Hey, it looks smashing. Thanks.
Look, senores, the bridge. We cross now over the Rio Ebro. The Rio Grande, the great river of North Spain. A beautiful river, yes.
A noble river, sir. Noble.
There was a terrible battle.
Battle. Sí.
Much men were dead.
Hey, aren't those young fellas going to play anymore? No more music?
Ah, music. Music, sí. Música, por favor.
Música, sí, señor. Vamos allá.
Great thing for Catalans. Music and Catalonia, the same thing. We and us Catalans say no to food before music, but you know this, senor.
Great. Estupendamente.
Estupendamente, you learn Spanish. In Tarragona tonight, maybe you see the Sardana, the dance of Catalonia.
Oh, I would like to. Where?
The Happy Phoenix. Behind the Plaza Mayor.
Plaza Mayor.
Sunday is the time. And the students will be there with their music.
What? With these students?
See these. Señores, we are there. Pirandella. This is Pirandella.
Oh, pity. Damn pity. I could go on riding in this bus forever. You and me are simpatico, camaradas.
Simpatico, sí, simpatico. And camaradas, this man too.
Sí, him, plenty camaradas, eh?
Sí.
Adios, amigos. Great to have met you. Mucho bueno. Hey, thanks for the music, lads, and the vino. Hope to see you tonight in Tarragona. Thank you. Gracias. Adios.
Adios.
Cheerio. Thank you very much. Cheerio.
Adios, amigos. Adios. Gracias. Adios. Hey. Hule. Marvellous. Bloody marvellous. Great people. Great. Thank you.
You don't show much damn sense when you've had a bit of vino, do you?
You worry too much. They were on your side, man.
Huh.
Hey. Were you something special when you were here in the Civil War? Oh, come on, give. What you got to hide? You act as though you're ashamed of something.
Would that make me special?
What? Oh, I give up. Oh, well, here we are in Pirandello. Not one of the grandeurs of Spain, is it? Not much to attract the touristas, eh?
Doesn't even seem to have people. Sunday siesta, is it? Well, what are you going to do now you're here?
Going to that church over there.
No, you're joking.
I wondered if it'd still be here.
I'm sorry. Okay. What's its significance?
It's been looted and burnt out then. Shot full of shell holes. The floor is inches thick in human muck and blood.
Look at it now. All pretty and smug. The church triumphant.
Those mountains over there. Those on the left are the Pandals, and those further to the right are the Cabals. The International Brigade fought its last battle round here.
Last?
It was the last battle of the war, really. The rest was a walkover for Franco. The Republicans came across the river back there during the night. They swept right along here, right through this square where we're standing, and went on to storm the heights over there. It began like a great victory.
And ended.
Smashed into the ground. Cherry bombers, big guns.
Yes, you told me on the plane.
Did I? Hopeless.
Hey, look, across the square. The other face of Spain. Civil guards coming this way.
Let them. I'm going into the church.
Notice how they always go in twos. I'll come with you. Can you claim sanctuary in Spanish churches?
No, if you don't mind, I'd prefer to go alone.
Oh, well, okay, if that's...
No offence, lad, but...
No offence at all. It's your pilgrimage. You carry on. I'll stay out here and take some pictures.
I shan't be long.
People's flag is deepest red, covered oft our mortal dead, and there their limbs grow stiff and cold, their life blood drenched.
Buenos días, señor.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Es usted extranjero, ¿no?
Je suis anglais. No comprende español.
¿Inglés?
Oui, yeah.
Are you English?
Oh, that's right. From Lancashire.
You make the photos in La Sierra.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The mountains. Photos of the mountains.
¿Y tiene amigos aquí?
Pardon?
Are you visiting friends?
Oh, no, not friends. Holiday to see the mountains.
Sí. Your friend in the iglesia.
The what?
La iglesia, ahí.
The church.
Sí, church. Is he English also?
Oh, sure. He is very strong Catholic.
Sí, yes. Bueno, very good. Are you staying long in Pirandella?
Oh, no, my friend, he makes pilgrimage, then we catch bus, go back Tarragona.
Ah, Tarragona. Bueno.
¿Su pasaporte?
Sí. You have a passport, señor.
All right. Oh, you want to see it?
Por favor. Please.
There we are. Okay. Okay.
Sí. Muy bien. Okay, gracias.
Okay, señor. A pasarlo bien.
Sí, yes. We hope you will have a good time, señor.
Thank you. Gracias. I will.
Buenos días, señor.
Adiós, buenos días.
Buenos días. Hasta la vista. Not if I see you first.
Ah, here's your friend.
Hell. Oh, yes, my amigo. Oh, thank God for that. God, I thought they were going to ask to see his passport. By hell, mate, you timed that badly. Couldn't you have prayed a bit longer? Hey, you see those toads going off there? They asked to see... Gone. Frank? You're crying. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't think... Poor beggar. Can I do something?
No. Leave us alone. I'm all right, I'm just...
What can I do? What can I say?
It's all right. Don't. You're silly. Like a blooming great baby.
You okay, Frank? All right.
Yes. Yes, all okay. Man of my blasted age. It's daft. It was just... Anyway, that's over.
God, I'm sorry. I didn't think...
Forget it, lad. It's not your fault. Anyway, that's that. It's done over.
Well, what now then, Frank, eh? What do you want to do?
Get drunk. Get blind, roaring drunk. But not here. Not here.
Let's get back to Tarragona. Okay?
Great, man, great. Tarragona and the wine of the country.
If we walk back over the river towards Falset, we can pick up the bus on the way. I don't want to wait here.
Come on, then. Let's go.
We'll find that cafe where the students play.
And get gloriously, magnificently stewed. More of the white, General?
No, no, more of the red. The red. Red blood of Spain. Hey, what's their names again? These two students.
Carlos and Ramon.
Carlos, Ramon.
Yes, my friend.
Yes, amigo.
What's this music?
This? It is Catalan music for the Sardana. A dance. But here there is no room for dance.
Well, tell them to sing a freedom song.
¿Qué? Why? You think we have freedom here?
No. Spanish freedom was trampled under the hoof. Trampled under the fascist hoof.
Hey, I'm switching you to the white wine. The red makes your belly coast.
But Carlos, Ramon, you are students, aren't you? You want freedom, don't you?
You bet we want freedom.
Why are you not riot like other students then, eh? Why not?
Oh, we get bang on the head. Quick, hard.
Yeah, they've got a very efficient police force.
You must fight for freedom. No one give it to you. You must fight.
You are right, amigo.
But we will not have civil war again. You understand?
Why not?
Revolution, not civil war.
No, we will not return to 1936.
But maybe next time the people win.
No, in civil war, all people lose.
I tell your friends to sing freedom song, protest song.
This is a protest song. It's a song of Catalonia. The government does not like it to be sung.
Pay no attention, Ramon. He's a senile fascist provocateur.
Excuse me, please.
Sure. Hey, now, this is a beautiful land. These are beautiful people. I would die for them. But that coach of ours needs an half an hour, General. We must shift.
No, you do not leave yet, amigos.
You can go proudly. You are history. You are legend.
Well, me?
Don't be disrespectful. That's what La Passionaria said at the farewell to the International Brigade.
Ah, yes.
We shall not forget you. And when the olive tree of peace puts forth its leaves again, mingle with the laurels of the Spanish Republic's victory. Come back.
Ah, sí, yes.
Is that what she said? Mingled with the laurels of the Republic's victory.
And she said, in Barcelona this was, she said, today they are going away. But many of them, thousands of them, are staying here with the Spanish earth for their shroud. And all Spaniards remember them with deepest feelings.
Poor beggars. Poor swine.
Excuse me, I speak to my friends.
There it goes. These youngsters, they don't want to know. Don't want to know. Don't care.
I can't say that, Frank. What do you want them to say to you?
Not to me. I'm just garbage, but others. There's a place in Spain called Rama. That's the place we know too damn well. For 'tis there that we wasted our manhood and most of our old age as well.
Cool it, Frank, just cool it.
Cool it, be beggared. On it up, I say. Make it as hot as molten lead.
Now, Luke, you've already got them going away at each other, Amor and Tongs. Now, shut up.
Viva la Republica! Viva la Republica!
Hey, now, come on, we're going.
Love against hate. Peace against war.
Frank.
Hey, what's that they're singing?
Never mind what they're singing. Come on, we have to move.
I know that song.
Hey, come on, I don't like the way things are shaping up here.
The Brotherhood of Christ against the tyranny of the church.
On your feet. Look at the time.
All right. Thank you, camaradas. Thank you.
Waiter, how much?
40. Hey? 40 pesetas. Senores, you go now, eh?
Something wrong. Here, keep the lot.
See, maybe trouble.
Trouble? What sort of trouble?
Never mind what sort. We've no time for any sort. Come on.
Oh, what's that song the students sing, waiter? What is it?
You go, police come. Oh.
I'm not moving.
Jim, I think it better you go.
Sure, we're going, Carlos. What's wrong?
My friends, they sing forbidden songs, Catalan songs. Maybe police come.
To hell with the police.
Which way do we go?
I will come with you across the plaza and show you.
So beautiful song, lad.
Si, it is called Al Segador's, but it is not permitted.
Republican song, eh? Republican song, isn't it?
Many Catalans are for the Republic in their hearts, but this song, it's for Catalunya and...
Is something wrong?
You must go, quick.
What's the trouble?
See, trouble. Excuse me. I must go to my friend.
What the hell? Hey, the waiter's signaling to us.
English, you come into the cab. Pronto.
Cops, come on inside and don't bloody argue.
Go through. The back door, the back door.
What's going on?
The bad trouble, Guardia Civil.
God, look at them wading into those kids.
Quick, come this way. Go that way. Quick.
I'm going back.
You
are not. It's crazy. The Guardia Civil, they break his head.
Come on.
I'm going back.
You can't, you crazy loon. You of all people.
Me of all people. I've got to get out of my way.
Hey, come with me.
You come with me.
Come back. Come back, you raving loony. Come back.
Can't understand is how you came to thud him, lose him. Curie's in a right load of trouble now.
God, if I've told you once, Alf, I've told you 100 times. He ran off, vanished.
And the bobbies were mixed up in it, you say?
Oh, it was a mix-up.
I feel right sorry for Frank Oates. In the Civil War, wrong passport, mixing it with the Civic Guard. Was it the Civic Guard?
I don't know.
Aye. Well, it'll make a right good story for that paper of yours, though, won't it?
Will it, Al? How can I use a story about Frank Oates now? Can I make things worse for him?
Oh, I see your point. Least said, the better, really. I had not thought of that.
Yeah. How about his family?
Oh, he ain't got one. Bachelor. Lives on his own. No, I'm a liar. He's got a sister in Burnley. Goes over to see her sometimes.
Hey, I've still got his wallet. Better have a look.
Oh, aye.
I took it from him in case he was searched. That's a picture of him.
Hey, let's have a look.
Hey.
Aye, that's him, isn't it? Hey, I've not seen this. Hey, blurry lucky you took this off him, eh?
Here we are. What's this? In case of accident, please notify Mrs. Elizabeth Bradbury, 28 Fuller Street, Burnley.
That'll be her. That'll be your sister.
Well, I suppose I better go and see her. Not right away, though. I'll give it a couple of days, just in case.
Find a bitter, sir. That's 12 new pence.
There we are.
Ta.
Very quiet.
Aye. Lunchtime, you know. Hey, I wonder who this is. Bull and horseshoe.
Hello, Jim Banner here, Alf.
Hey, hello, Jimmy lad. Not a whisper. Hadn't turned up at all. Well, not that I expected him to. These civic guards, Jim. I fear the worst there, lad.
Oh, well, you don't think he could have arrived without...
Oh, no chance. Sent the lad round to his house not half an hour since. Deserted, no one been near. What do you think?
Oh, I'll go and see his sister in Burnley this afternoon.
You can do that, can you?
Right.
I'd advise her to get on to the Foreign Office if I were you.
Well, maybe. I'll let you know, Alf.
Aye, keep us in touch, Jim. Let us know if we can do out.
Try to keep the lads from talking about it for now, Alf.
Aye, certainly. See you, lad. Aye. Blooming business, that is.
Oh? What's that?
Well, a chap who went with us on an outing to Spain last weekend. Well, the silly beggar didn't tell us, but he got tangled up with us.
Yes?
Mrs. Bradbury?
Yes?
Frank Oates, is he your brother?
Yes, do you want to see him? I just went down the street to get a paper. It won't be above a minute. Well, come in, don't stand there.
Frank Oates?
I shouldn't be a minute. Now sit down. Are you from his works? I fancy him asking for a transfer to Burnley after all them years in Manchester.
No, I don't work with him.
I went with him last weekend on a trip to Spain.
Oh, were you on that with the pub crowd? It wasn't that funny, our Frank going off like that at the last minute. Do you know, he's talked for years and years about going to Spain, but he always kept putting it off, and then to shoot off like that on the spur of the moment.
Aye, very impulsive.
Well, it's a proper stop at home as a rule, our Frank. Never been out of the country before in his life. And then to suddenly up and off on a jet plane just like that. Well,
he's surely been out of the country at least once before.
No, never in his life. Well, he should be back any minute.
But to Spain? I mean, he's been to Spain before, of course.
Not our Frank. No, he's talked enough about going there, but somehow I never thought he would. I remember 4 years ago, he took out a passport to go there, but he never used it, not till last week. I've never been so surprised in my life as when he walked in yesterday.
That's him.
Huh?
In that picture on the mantelpiece. That's him in Spain, for crying out loud.
No, that's not Frank. That's his brother, our Jack. Oh, they did look a lot alike, mine, but no, Jack were killed in Spain in that civil war. He were a real fighter, our Jack, right from being a little un. Now, that's why Frank's always been meaning to go to Spain, to visit Jack's grave, like, well, not his grave, really. I don't think he ever had a proper grave, but the place where he died, I've forgotten the name.
Pirandello?
Pirandello, that's the place. Did Frank tell you? It's funny, I've never wanted to go myself, although Jack and me were very close when we were young. I've just never wanted to see Spain at all since Jack were killed there, but I'm glad somehow that Frank finally went. It makes you... Oh, well, here he is now. Will he be surprised to see you?
Aye.
That flaming shop Bennett's got no papers lifted.
Is this young chap to see you, Frank?
Aye. Hello, lad.
Surprised to see you back from Spain.
I was just telling him how surprised I was to hear you'd gone. You're such an old stick in the mud. Though you weren't always, were you, Frank?
Make us some tea, will you, Bet? Sit down, Jim.
I remember when you were a young lad, you were off all over the country, camping and hiking, you and Jack.
Go on, Bet. Go and make us that tea.
Oh, right. It won't take long. Pardon me.
I was going to give you a ring at the Chronicle office.
There's your wallet. With a picture of your dead brother inside.
She's told you, has she?
Well?
Well, what?
Well, what you been such a lying, twisting toad for?
God knows.
He might, I don't. And here's me coming to tell your sister that you are rotten in some festering Spanish jail. Huh. Well, and why aren't you?
Eh?
Well, we know now that all that Spanish war veteran stuff's a load of pickswill. But how about you wading into the civil guard? How'd you kid me with that one?
Oh, the students.
No.
That wasn't kidding. I may have been drunk, but I wasn't kidding. The waiters in that cafe stopped me. Locked the doors until it was all over.
Yeah, so how come you missed the coach?
Because I wanted to. Because I was sick and fed up of the old lousy business.
Why, since when?
Since a long time ago. But especially since I saw that church in.
But why in the first place? I don't get it.
Oh, good God, lad, how can I explain that? It happened.
But why, for crying out loud? What's so vital about pretending to be a Spanish Civil War veteran? Most people don't even know it happened.
Of course there's nothing important about it now. But I was stuck with it. And it did seem very important once, years ago. Look, lad, try to imagine.
Go on, I'm trying.
All right. Though it'll probably seem daft to you. Well, for a start, I did set off to go to Spain. During the Civil War, I mean.
You did?
I got as far as the ship, going from Southampton to France. And then I had second thoughts, or got cold feet, or something. I took a job as a docker there instead.
In France?
No, Southampton. I still had it in my mind to go, in a way. And then, this. Crushed hip and thigh. Down a ship's hatch, steel gird.
As bad as a war wound.
But the terrible thing was our Jack had followed me out to Spain. I mean, he thought I was already there. He was a year younger than me. Only 18 then. That's what made it so bad.
Bad?
because he'd never have gone except for thinking he'd find me there.
Now I get it. That church.
That's where he died. The wounds lie. I read the letters he sent to our Betty. That's how I knew so much about... Well, as much as I did know.
Enough to fool me.
I'm sorry, lad. I didn't want to. I was stuck with it.
You still haven't said how.
That was when I came back north, just after the Nazi war started. I can remember now feeling so rotten ashamed.
Why?
Why? Hey, lad, just think. I ducked the scrap in which my brother was killed. Now the army wouldn't take me because of this stunted leg. And then with all the other young fellas going into uniform, I felt useless. Like something the tide had left.
So?
So, when the story went round, mixing me up with our Jack, of course, that I had been wounded in Spain...
You just didn't deny it.
Helped it along a bit, I suppose. It was like an alibi. I can remember in them days, I used to sweat cobs in case the truth came out. Oh, it must seem daft now.
But not in those days.
Mine? It hasn't mattered much for a long time. Not to other folk. It was only when the blasted pub trip to Spain came up that anyone really remembered. I'm glad I went, though. I'm glad I saw where he was killed. No, I'm sorry about the rest.
How about Billy Baxter's passport? Obviously you didn't need that. You had your own with you as well, didn't you?
Don't rub it
all
in.
All that drama at the immigration desk with poor old Alf passing blue lights. Oh, I can. Oh, well, who am I to judge? Right, Frank, I'm away.
Away? There'll be a cup of tea in a minute.
No, thanks anyway. Thank your sister anyway, but I'm off. She said something about you changing jobs.
Well, that's right. Clean sweep.
You worry too much. Well, you old swine, you probably deserve it, but I'm glad you're not rotting in a Spanish jail.
I almost wish I was.
Oh, God.
True.
Listen, Frank, if it's any consolation...
What's that?
Well, those students in Tarragona. My generation. And it was me who ran away, not you. I'll see you, Frank.
Has he gone, Frank?
Aye.
Seemed a nice young man.
Aye.
Anything wrong?
Do you know, Bet? I think our Jack's been haunting me all these years.
Oh, Frank, what a thing to say.
No, I don't mean as a ghost, love. But...
I know you've always blamed yourself, but...
It's as if I haven't really lived a life of me own since. As though I've been sort of... frozen.
I know it changed you.
I mean, I haven't really done anything since. Didn't get married. Didn't go anywhere. Do anything except sort of plod along at work like a zombie. Go to the pub.
Here, have a cup of tea, Frank, and don't get all upset.
Stop being interested in politics.
I know.
Stop being interested in everything.
Come on, Frankie. Have this cup of tea.
I'm damn glad I went to Spain, Bet. I really am. Do you know something? In that church, do you know? I suddenly felt as though our Jack had forgiven me.
Yeah, there were nothing to forgive. You shouldn't torment yourself, Frank.
I should have gone the other time.
After all these years, it... And as if you could have made any difference.
No, but it would have made a difference to myself. I should have gone.
Now, you just said that Jack had forgiven you.
Aye. Jack. Jack. Maybe.
Brian Pringle played Frank Oates and David Valor, Jim Banner, in The Last Crusade by Lawrence McDermott. Production was by Harry Catlett.